Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the Holy Week journey continues today. In the last sermon, I told you about the secret plan of evil leaders to murder one particular man. What happened? Then, in secret, they arrested that man. Then, illegally, they put him on trial multiple times. And then, they declared him guilty of blasphemy. Why? Because he claimed to be the Christ, the Son of the Holy One. Now, today, no longer in secret, and having gained the support of a number of ignorant and heartless people, that man that they want to murder, he's going to be taken to the Roman governor. Now, the leaders, it's their task to convince the governor to do their dirty work to murder the man that they hate and that they want dead. The day is Good Friday. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. We come to day 33 in the booklet. Jesus is delivered over to Pilate. We're in chapter 15 of Mark, picking up in verse 1. The Bible says, early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council immediately held a consultation, and binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate, the Roman governor. The council had already decided to murder Jesus, so we might ask the question here, why a consultation? Keep in mind, according to Jewish law, it was illegal to have a trial at night. They have already put Jesus on trial 3 times, and they were all at night. It was all illegal. So what did they do? They gathered together early in the morning, and they try to make things look legit, so they confirm the decision they had already made at nighttime, and I would guess they're doing it right at the crack of dawn in order to give the impression this is legal. Now it is daylight. Now we have decided. But there are so many other illegal things that they were doing. The Bible goes on. Pilate questioned Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered him, "It is as you say." The chief priests began to accuse Jesus harshly. Then Pilate questioned Jesus again, saying, "Do you not answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so Pilate was amazed. Thinking about the charge of blasphemy, that is what they had convicted Jesus of, blasphemy. But Pilate didn't care anything about blasphemy. So when they brought Jesus to Pilate, they didn't mention about the blasphemy. Rather, they mentioned that this man has claimed to be the king of the Jews. Why did they do that? They're trying to move Pilate to murder Jesus on their behalf. The whole thing is evil from beginning to end. And then when we think about the questions, between the last sermon and today, Jesus is being asked many and various questions. Most of the time, what does he do? He remains silent. Sometimes he answers. Did you notice the difference? When he's asked a legitimate question, he answers. When he's asked so many foolish, evil, illegitimate questions, he does not answer. For example, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He said, "It is as you say," because in fact he is the king of the Jews. And then going to day 34, Jesus delivered to be crucified. Now at the feast, Pilate used to release for them any one prisoner whom they requested. The man named Barabbas had been imprisoned with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the insurrection, in other words, in a violent uprising against the Roman government. The crowd went up and began asking Pilate to do as he had been accustomed to do for them. Let's identify the crowd here for a moment. The crowd, looking at the Greek word here, the crowd, it was a multitude. That means a number that cannot be counted. It was a large crowd. And this was a crowd of common, ordinary people who had been deceived by the evil Jewish leaders into thinking that Jesus was guilty and Jesus needed to die. Did they come to that conclusion themselves? They did not. It was the evil leaders who convinced them that was the case with Jesus. Well, we have a similar multitude in the USA. Let's understand that. Many have been deceived in our nation into thinking that the Bible is false. The Big Bang is true. There is no God. There is no eternity. There is no right and wrong. Genders are not limited to male and female. Abortion is not murder, and actions have no consequences. So many in our nation buy into all of that. How did that happen? There are all kinds of evil people who have convinced people that such things are true. Much of that evil has come from people in very high places, from people in very high positions in institutions of learning in our nation. So you have people that should be saying what is true, that should be teaching younger people what is good and right, and yet that's not the case. I was surprised to find out that within our education systems today, only 1 in 17 teachers is a conservative. In other words, 16 of 17 would believe these things to be true and are indoctrinating the people who are sitting in their classrooms. We have a huge problem in America. Well, that's not what the sermon is about today, but I wanted to mention that. But what's my prayer? My prayer is that the Holy Spirit would intervene quickly and powerfully to open many closed ears, enlighten many ignorant minds, soften many hard hearts, and lead vast multitudes to repent and believe unto eternal life. That would be a great thing for our nation. That would bring glory and honor to our great God. May God grant such things. Going on in the Bible here, we pick up in verse 9. Pilate answered the crowd, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For Pilate was aware that the chief priests had handed Jesus over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to ask Pilate to release Barabbas for them instead. The chief priests, they were evil leaders, and yet many of the people couldn't see that. Sadly, many people believed their lies, just like many in America today. Whenever we hear information, first of all, let's make sure we have reliable resources that we're listening to. Let's understand, no matter who we're hearing something from, they're always going to try to make it sound true. But we want to figure out what sources are reliable, what sources are not. And then once we hear from a reliable source, let's make sure as much as we can that that information is accurate. And then at that point, we can take a stand. We can take the right position, but let's not be misled by so many a long time ago and by so many today. Again, back to our text, verse 12. Answering again, Pilate said to the crowd, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, whom you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." But Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." Wishing to satisfy the crowd and save his own skin rather than maintain justice, Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after having Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. I wanted to mention here, the Bible tells us at least three times in the Gospel of Luke, three times in the Gospel of John, and I think it comes up also in the Gospel of Matthew, Pilate said repeatedly, "I find no guilt in him." But since the life of Pilate, the position of Pilate, those things were more important to him than doing what was just, what was right for Jesus, what did he do? He gave in to the crowd. May God help us to take a stand on what is right and not give in. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus was scourged. What does that mean? He was stripped of his clothes, his hands were tied to an upright post, and he was very severely beaten. And not only that then, going on to day 35, Jesus was mocked. The Bible says the soldiers took Jesus away into the palace courtyard, that is the praetorium, the governor's official residence, and they called together the whole Roman cohort. They dressed Jesus up in purple, mocking his claim to be the king of the Jews, and after twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to salute him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they kept beating his head with a reed, driving the thorns further into his head and spitting on him and kneeling and bowing before him. So the mocking by the soldiers certainly was severe. Jesus has already been mocked by the Jewish leaders before they brought him to Pilate. And let's understand, coming up in the next sermon, after he is crucified, he is going to be mocked by so many others. The Bible says, after they had mocked him, they took the purple robe off him and put his own garments on him, and they led him out to crucify him. What does that mean to be crucified? It means that someone in charge is going to make sure you are nailed to a cross. They are going to make sure you stay on that cross until your body is dead. That is what Jesus was sentenced to. Let's always understand when we think about this, it's horrible, the physical pain he endured. He deserved none of it, but he took it all for us. And don't forget of all the spiritual anguish. Here he is, the Holy Son of God. When he is on the cross, the sins of the world are going to be put upon him. That's something we can't even see, but yet the Bible says he became a curse for us. We deserve to be cursed. We deserve to be condemned. He took the curse. He was condemned. That's why he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We'll come to that tomorrow. What happened to Jesus was horrible, but let's understand it was all part of God's plan to rescue us from our sins. Let's also understand this. The plan that is being followed here, that plan was set in place before creation. It was announced in the Garden of Eden. It is written down all over the Old Testament scriptures, and it was perfectly followed by the Son of God when he was wearing the human flesh of Mary. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your great plan of salvation. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your perfect obedience to the Father's plan. We can only begin to imagine how difficult it was, and yet you did it. Dear Holy Spirit, Thank you so much for gifting us with godly sorrow and saving faith in Jesus in the face of every difficulty of life. May you keep us always in the one true faith. And all God's people said, Amen.